Let's talk about supply and demand a little bit today, guys. So I've gone to speaking events, and I know I've told the story here on this podcast before, but I've gone to speaking events where people get super frustrated because these social media platforms are changing so rapidly. Like before you know it, you get like good at something and then things change and you have to kind of redo your entire strategy. And believe me, as a social media manager, I feel your pain. There is constantly things that are happening. I mean, I have found plenty of awesome apps that have worked really, really great for scheduling out content, whether that's Instagram, Facebook, any of the things. And then all of a sudden, one day I'll wake up and I have 7 accounts that I'm managing and that all of a sudden aren't posting. And I have to scramble and figure out what I'm going to do that day for all of my clients that are paying me money to manage their accounts. So if anyone understands the pain of having platforms shift, change, the APIs changing, it doesn't allow you to do certain things. If anyone understands that, I promise you it is me. But at the same time, we need to understand the law of supply and demand. Now, when people first started using Instagram, when it first came into existence, it was all a brand new world, right? But as the platform has matured, it's gotten so many more people on there. And not only are there more people, so there's more human beings to communicate with and follow and watch what they're doing, but everyone's gotten good, right? It feels like everywhere you look, people are getting better and better and better at using this platform. Everyone's educating each other. People are putting in the hard work. You that is listening right now, I'm sure you've spent plenty of time educating yourself and becoming better on the platform, as should everyone. So not just Instagram, but stories, Instagram Live, IGTV, Facebook pages, Facebook groups, Facebook Lives, your Facebook personal profile, there's LinkedIn now, there's YouTube, there's Snapchat, there's, oh my gosh, it just is endless, right? There's so many different places that you can create content. And the more people that start jumping on these platforms and they're like systematically getting better and better at it, it does one of two things. It starts to weed out the people that are in the middle, that are in between. So the people that suck at this can no longer just keep sucking and getting good stuff out of it. It was very similar to like when you first started running Facebook ads, or maybe when you first started sending out email marketing campaigns, or maybe it was when you started using like Google Click campaigns. Like all of that was new. And so people didn't really know how to use it. Even if you weren't that great at it, you would still see results. But the more people that know how to do this stuff and that do it, and it's like any kind of email drip campaign, right? All of us have seen this song and dance before. So the minute we get the first email in an email, you know, sales funnel, we know what's going to happen. We can read between the lines. Like we know that we're going to get a series of these emails. They're going to give us some valuable information for the free opt-in. We're going to sign up for it. We're going to read it. And then if we choose to follow along with the funnel, and we might end up buying what they're selling, but we know how this works. It's not a secret anymore. It's not some big surprise. We've all done it in our own businesses. So as more people are doing this and getting better, we have to understand that we have got to evolve or we will die. We will be stuck in the middle. The people that really suck at it are long gone, right? They're not seeing results at all. So they're probably hopping off the platforms. But the people that are just doing it okay, they've been able to get by on mediocre stuff, right? I'm going to use this industry as an example. This is in no way trying to talk down to people that have this kind of business. But it seems like people that are in the health and wellness industries, especially people that are in direct sales or multi-level marketing, MLM companies, you would see this all the time. You have hundreds of people that are all selling the same thing, right? So for an example, essential oils. There's a few companies that sell essential oils, but one company, for example, might have thousands and thousands of reps or whatever you call them, distributors, that are selling all technically the same thing. Yes, there's different essential oils, but at the end of the day, it's all the same product. And you're getting this army of salespeople, and they're calling themselves entrepreneurs and they're trying to go out, but they're all selling the same thing. So the only way that they can differentiate themselves, I said that really weird, differentiate, there it is. The only way they can do that is by infusing their own personal stories. And so you would see in the past just account after account and post after post of the same exact marketing graphic, right? The corporate company would make these graphics with like the essential oil photo with a little bit of text on it with information about what that oil did. And you would see thousands of people posting the same exact photo and just saying, click here to buy now or DM me to order. And that's all they would do. And it was only the people that knew to differentiate themselves and be more than just this marketing graphic, right? They did more than just put up a billboard. They decided to tell stories. So there would be women that would take photos of their kids or them using the oils or talk about their specific way they use this one specific oil instead of just throwing up the same exact marketing graphic that everyone else did. Now that used to pass because the, you know, 100 people that followed one of those women or, you know, men, whoever was selling it, they wouldn't see all those thousands and thousands of other posts because they didn't follow everybody else. But as this internet thing is getting bigger, they might see a hashtag essential oils, and then they opened up to all the thousands of distributors that were selling the same thing that were all posting the same way. So the people that are rising to the top, the cream of the crop, are using these platforms in very unique ways, building personal brands around the products that they sell, telling personal stories, giving people something different than what everyone else is doing. And so you have to think about it this way. Every business is going to fall victim to this exact thing, supply and demand, because when you can see everyone in the world, everyone's getting better and better. You have to decide if you're going to hang with the big kids, you have to get better. You have to do better. You have to post more. And it used to be enough. Like I used to take stock photos, and I'm not saying stock photos don't work. They absolutely do. They have a place, but it has to be more than you just throwing up a photo of a coffee cup and just saying happy Monday. That's not going to work anymore. There's just too many good people, you guys. I look through and I have followed 7,500 people for the last like 3 years. That is the maximum that Instagram allows you to follow. You cannot follow any more than that. So I constantly will come across someone new and have to go through my list and see who I have to let go. And it's really hard now because I'll type in one letter. I'll say like P, and I'll see all the people with accounts that start with P. And I have to try to go through and weed and get rid of people that I haven't really engaged in a while, but it's super hard now because so many of those people are doing good stuff and I don't want to lose them. So when everyone's doing better, that means you really have to commit and step up your game or you're going to fall by the wayside. And it sounds harsh, but it's just a fact. When everyone's good, you have to be super, super, super good. And I've said this before, but I love this analogy. It's literally like Ratatouille. Like anyone can cook. Anyone can do this. Anyone can be good at Instagram. I don't care if you're a 12-year-old here in Arizona or you are a 90-year-old in Thailand. Anyone can have an amazing, compelling feed, write beautiful captions, do amazing Instagram stories of whatever it is that they're into. Anyone on the planet has the technology and the capability to storytell with this, but it's only the people that are willing to like bleed for this and commit and be consistent and show up and pour their hearts out and be authentic and transparent. Those are the only people that are going to make it through because there are just too many good people. That's just a fact. So I would love to hear your insights about this. Maybe some of you, this makes you scared. I know some of my clients, when I talk about this to them, they get really worried because they're like, well, what if what I'm doing isn't good enough? It probably isn't. To be honest, it probably isn't. But that doesn't mean it can't be. You can work at this and get better and evolve and change and learn and grow just like everyone else. Everyone else started from crap and zero. Every single person on the planet did, but they decided they were going to stand out and stand for something, and you can too. So I want to hear what you guys are deciding to stand for and how you want to get better at this.